Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most businesses are constantly looking for the best way to get their message out and at the most effective cost. So, to help us, we thought we'd invite an expert to share some tips in this area. Our next guest has earned global recognition at CANS, the one show in the Communications Arts Advertising Annual and through multiple National Addy Awards. Rick Bryson is the Global Creative Director for ZWO Branding and Marketing. He joins us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Rick, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you doing?
Tell us a little bit about your company, first of all.
We are a full-service advertising agency. We do everything from television broadcast to social media to print advertising. You name it, we do it.
Advising prospective clients and clients about the best way to get their message out is one of the things you do.
Absolutely. My job here as the Chief Creative Officer is to oversee the creative product that our agency produces.
Well, speaking of social media, I'm just guessing that that's the number one avenue for a company's message these days?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's also the most thrilling and scary platform that we deal with these days. Social media and technology in general, it's just changing so much. We have to be very nimble to react to pop culture trends, the way that market changes, the way the industry changes.
Now, with all of the negative news and concerns about fake news on social media, have there been concerns from your customers on how they should proceed with this particular method?
I wouldn't say we've had anything about the fake news. I think where we have to be careful is you don't want to come across too salesy. You don't want to come across like, you know, the hard ad guy where it's sell, sell, sell. On social media, consumers want their brands, the brands that they follow, to be conversational to them.
And how do you measure if social media is actually working for you or any avenue of marketing for that matter?
That's a good question. I think social media, it's a hard one to really gauge that. I think really it's about consumer engagement with your brand. The more you see that engagement, the more you see people following you. That's, to me, and the way we see it, that's the real indicator that it's working.
Do people need to just forget about newspaper, radio, TV, or is there still a place for those?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, the days of Mad Men advertising are kind of over. Television, radio, and print. Obviously, those three things aren't going away at all. But I think, like I said, we have to be more nimble now and engage customers on many, many different platforms now.
Is there a mix there that you would recommend for the average business, or does it really depend on the type of business?
Oh, it absolutely the type of business. It's really about connecting with your audience. To find those different audiences, you've got to be able to, you know, to connect with them. The millennials, you know, obviously the kids, they're going to be on social media. They're going to be, you know, Snapchat, it's Facebook, it's Instagram, it's Twitter. But then, you know, the older segments, you know, obviously television, radio, print, those things aren't ever going away.
From reading about your company, Rick, I see that one of your areas of expertise is word-of-mouth marketing, and I know that small businesses in particular trying to keep costs down would love to hear your tips on this.
Really what word-of-mouth marketing is all about is being able to connect brands to the consumers who love them, right? What we do here at ZWO is we use strategic word-of-mouth tactics to make brands more talkable by creating stories, right? So creating stories that people are going to be talking about at dinner parties, in the elevator, at work, at lunch, just really creating stories that give your brand a voice.
Can you give us some examples?
I think it starts with brands really knowing who they are, about their internal culture. Once a brand believes in who they are and knows what their culture is about, then we can take that and refine that and get that out to have people start talking about that brand in other ways. You know, a good example that I could say from one of our clients that we're currently working on now is the International Ballet here in Greenville. We're currently running a social campaign for them. We took a look at their branding. We've completely rehauled their branding to give them more of an upscale international feel, from logo design to print advertising. So really taking a small client who doesn't have a huge budget, but making them feel much bigger and just getting that word of mouth out there so people will be talking about, hey, look what the ballet's doing. I didn't even know that these guys existed. For example, their first performance was sold out. So I think that's a good example of how that kind of word of mouth can work.
Well, Rick, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Rick Bryson is the Global Creative Director for Zwo Branding and Marketing, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.